June the 30th, 2021, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wasiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeech.com and you'll be able to listen to the talk that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulihi al-Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We had this before, is the original fitwa. So we had this before, hence Muhammad, praise and the peace be upon him, said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it, when they are brought to consciousness in the world, promises to them, the world after they will say, this resembles what we had before, and that is your nature, that is the original fitwa. My fitwa doesn't want something different from the wife I have now. If I am going to have a wife with me, give me her. That is my choice now. Do you think if I die now, I'm going to change my choice dead? You don't make choices dead. So if I am going to have one in heaven, paradise, I got my choice already. And if God fulfills my dreams and my hopes, I respect, I accept, pardon me, to see her or something looking just like her in paradise. And that goes for all of my other aspirations. I desire to be free from the perishable body. I desire to be free to praise God forever, free to serve him forever. I never want to stop serving him. So death is a sad note for my life. I don't want to stop. I want to serve him eternally. So that is my future. No one has the dream of an ideal plan for my life or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks it to me. My own nature as God created speaks to me of the world that I want hereafter. Charity has a limited quota by governments to control nations. The Quran Surah 77, Ayah 25, we made the earth as a dwelling place. God said, have not we made the world sufficient to serve your needs? In this life, the world serves our material needs, and there is enough if you look at all the produce of the earth farmers can produce and do produce, and how much is denied the trip to the market by law. They can't take it to the market. How much is plowed under? How much is burnt up? How much is given in charity? And there is a limit on how much they can give in charity for starving nations. Why? Because this also is an instrument that is in the hands of governments to bring these nations more in line with what they want them to have as a nation, saying, no, you can't give too much. You can only get as much as allotted to you, allocated to for you to get. So there are quotas, right? The Quran, Surah 28, Ayat, pardon me, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 28, die so you may live. Bones and commands comes up, believing his own structure holds up his world. He has to die to himself. Man is a form patterned on universal principles, not that the external material reality should conform to his reality. Study the outer world and apply knowledge from in the outer world to man's situation. Baby birth is innocent, though the parent may be a criminal. The Quran Surah 28, the Quran Surah 2, Ayat 28. He give you life again after death. Bukhari, page 2, 440, every child born Muslim. So this is the beauty of life, giving life from the dead. And God says he, the one who made you, bring you out of the dead and give you life, then return you again and give you another resurrection, another birth, another growth. The baby that's born today, this minute, this second from its mother, nothing gave it the life but the Creator, God that designed life to be that way. And that baby has been given a good life, not a bad life. The baby is not born a criminal. The father could have been criminal, the father and the mother. Both could have been criminal. That doesn't mean that the baby is going to be born criminal. The baby is not going to be born bad because the parents were bad. The baby comes here always a fresh page for life, ready to have its own record from a clear slate. Isn't that a wonderful God? And if we care for that baby with our human concerns for it, mother or whoever the parent may be that's taking care of that baby is going to have a beautiful growth, beautiful life, most likely, unless something gets from a bad influence of the world. So this baby will have a beautiful life. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayat 62, he makes you inheritors. Genesis 1, 26, man have dominion. So make a man with rules over air, land, water, everything, the world that is before man to conquer, giving this to challenge man's intellect and morality. God would see if the moral strength of man could survive the test of conquering the land, power, and wealth. As a human, you have greater freedom of movement than any other creature. You can master your flesh, which responds to you and follows. God is only to put a khalifa in the earth, is going to put a khalifa in the earth. So the earth had plants, animals, people, but God decided to put a ruler by opening the mind of man. But man, on his own invitation, is able to increase his knowledge. God gives him so much. But God also gives him material, mental makeup that can increase his knowledge if he applies it. So this application of knowledge is what brings about the problem. He fails to see that although he is free to increase his knowledge, his increase is still the reward to him of the Creator. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place a Khalifa on earth. The role of Khalifa is not what man confused it with. This man who wrote this book, Understanding Al-Islam. The role of Khalifa is not that role. The role of Khalifa is a human role. Don't confuse our religion with other religions. The Khalifa in Al-Islam, he is not Peter. He is not Jesus Christ. He is not God manifest. The Khalifa in Al-Islam is human being manifest. It is not to or the revealing of a manifestation of a deity. It is a manifestation of the hidden potential of the human being, that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness, flowers into a full bloom and full potential. And it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian, his trustee on earth. He is not a spook. He is not spirit. He is not God. He is a human being. So haven't you been told that a very precious idea in the USA is the sacredness of the individual person? The autonomy, it means Khalifa. A person should be accountable to himself for his own behavior. He should be able to take into his hands the forces of his own circumstances, and with faith in God, chart his own course, future pleasing to God. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, Khalifa, Bukhari, page 4, 429, page 5, 277, Seven Heavens Prophet. 1 Corinthians 15:45, Adam, first man, living soul, last quickening spirit. Then Jesus, who is called in scripture the second Adam, in the hadith of the ascension of the prophet by night, the visit of Prophet Muhammad by night, we find that Adam is on the first level. Jesus Christ is on the second level. Wouldn't that be consistent with what the Christians say, then, that the first Adam and second Adam represent rational beings? He wasn't a baby. He was a man. The book doesn't say that God created Adam a baby, and he grew to be a man. God created Adam a man. So Adam doesn't represent a fig. Adam represents a man, rational mind, but with social responsibilities. So Jesus, he was sent to quicken the mind, to shock the mind, to start thinking in that direction. It says that the first Adam was a living soul, the second Adam a quickening spirit. Jesus, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is in Christian language or terminology. So the first Adam, certainly he did, but that was not his role. His role was not to quicken the rational thought. Rational thought was not natural in Adam's time. He didn't have to quicken it. It was then living. All he had to do was to be an influence on the people, to take charge of their environment and build a world livable for human beings. That was the challenge before Adam. The second Adam and his mission is to quicken the rational life. The first man, Adam, represented a lived rational mind, a live rational mind. So the second Adam that Jesus typified represents a rational mind that has the ability to quicken the rational progress or rational ability in the other's lives, mine. Oh, you mean to tell me that Adam didn't have the ability to quicken that ability in the mind of other people? Second Adam. But the challenge before the second Adam is a world that had been deceived, a world that has been made superstitious, ritualistic, and irrational, and he had to quicken it again. Quicken means to awaken, to start. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, Khalifa, it's the manifestation of the hidden potential of the human being, that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness and flowers in full bloom and in full potential, and it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place the Khalifa in the earth. Allah says in this Quran that he made Adam a Khalifa What is a Khalifa? Ruler in the earth, custodian for God in the creation, one with the potential to look out after the welfare of not only himself, but the created things that God has made. One who has capable and who has the potential to be the keeper, the watchman, the safekeeper, the superintendent, or the supervisor in creation. The one with the potential to go and explore the mysteries of his environment and bring about the hidden things and be an instrument for improving upon that Allah made, not as an independent, but as a servant of his God. As a Khalifa, do you know what Khalifa means? Evolution. It comes from a word that means behind, not in front, behind. So God made the world and rested the world. He rested the world in what sense? He rested it in the evolution, the process of evolution. He evolved the world and rested its evolution or rested its growth. So you who are not acquainted with this kind of language, you will understand everything grows into its fullness and then rests. So we find that some things grow to their fullness and they get a new life. A new challenge to their survival brings out power for adaptation, and they begin to come into a new life to suit the new challenge. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, will you put someone to shed blood? Blood let it out of this sacred knowledge that keeps the life of the body of the people, like blood keeps the life of the human body. What are you going to create, a terrible nut to spill the blood for the life of the world? So Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth, was made to be custodian, caretaker, ruler, acting as an attendant, attending the matter as God has ordered, made earth and rested places for us, for our growth together and our sojourn here in the earth where we pursue our goals. Adam wasn't rejected. Iblis was rejected. So true leader, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. So the purpose for your khutbah should be to bring important matters to the conscience of your congregation, to alert the conscience. So this is what keeps civilized human society alive, alerting the conscience. Many leaders are afraid to alert the conscience of the people because they have become demagogues. They have become tyrants. They have become people like that. And they have no courage to lead people. They only have courage, I would say, a desire and a need to have people with them. Anytime we feel that we have to have people with us, we should step out of leadership. We are not fit for leadership. You don't have to have people with you. The demand is to have people with conscience, with the conscience to behave as befitting the human excellence, to not discredit themselves, to not debase themselves, to not shame the dignity and their personal worth, to live up to the measure of man that God created, to keep them with a conscience. That is the thing that is important. The true leader in Al-Islam is not just one who goes out in front, but he also is one who stands behind. So when I lead the prayer as an imam, I stand before them. I lead it. So when I finish the prayer of the congregation and go do my personal prayers, I go behind. I shouldn't even try to stand on the front line. I should go into the congregation. put myself into the congregation to let them know that though I perform in that office, I am one of you. So he comes away from his leadership post and joins the body, the congregation. So there he performs his private prayer. In his private life, he is no more than one of them. But he performs a duty out of obligation. Out of a sense of obligation, he performs a duty. And the moment he allows that office to infiltrate his soul and become a possession of his heart, he is finished as a leader. Khalifa Mini. So the Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 62. God meets you, mankind inherit Khalifa. So there are many people who don't know that the real leader is the Khalifa. I love to be called Khalifa. All of us are Khalifa. God says, and I made you Khalifa in the earth. All of us are Khalifa. So some are bigger than others, but all of us are Khalifa. So when we agree in God's purpose, we as a collective group represents the Khalifat. Praise be to Allah. Khalifat means one who comes behind. He comes behind to alert the people, to tell the people what they miss. Some men are leaders. They just want to lead you into your wants. They want to help you get the thing that you want. They forget that you also need to catch up with the things that you miss. And we missed a lot in the last 10 years. So we need to go back and catch up with those things that we missed. Isn't it great that the true leader must have foresight and hindsight? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Genesis 1, 26, 27, let us make man. God says, I'm going to place in the earth a Khalifa, ruler, custodian, caretaker. And Jesus said, I am the caretaker, but I'm not the owner. The owner is my Father. So we rule by grace, because God is always the ruler, one who inherits the rule because of what God has established in his nature, in his original creation, the rule given as a trust for the original man, for the one who has that predisposition, character, spirit, that orientation in his soul that God created him with and created him for. Look how God speaks to the angels by saying, I am going to create, make. So make means start something towards its completion, designed, disdained, intended form. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. So the first man, Adam, God told the angels, and they became disturbed because the creatures was going to exercise free will, whereas the angels don't exercise free will. They asked about frightened possibilities. They're going to be killing and bloodshed, etc. God told them he was the knower and not them. And the angels submitted. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. 40 Hadith, page 64. The 17th, excellent in everything. So we ought to understand as Muslim that he's saying he's going to create an intellect, an intelligent, responsible human person with attention first on the intellect. So the wound of the birth of the human creation is the motivation to excellence in our nature that we are born with. We are born with a motivation to excellence. So this motivation to excellence is in everything, not just us, but every life has that motivation to excellence. Every life begins from simple form to less simple form, from more dependent form to less dependent form, from less attractive form to more attractive form. So we find that all life, not just our life, all life is born to grow and progress from lesser to greater, from inferior to better, from dependency to less dependency, from poor performance to better performance. So this is the trend that's set in all life. The human being, because of our freedom to choose, our special intellect that we have, special mind that we have, we benefit the most. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, we also subject to suffer the most or to be degraded the most because of this same freedom, this same independence that we have. The limited freedom of choice, because if we are taken from this direction in our life, we can become regressive, and we can use our brain in the same intelligence, the same freedom of thought and freedom of mind, freedom of spirit and everything that we have that is intended to better us, to better our condition, to guide us and to bring us into better situations. We'll do the reverse if we break with that tendency or with that natural line for excellence in our nature. Aim for excellence, the principle for empowering the intellect. Dear people, believers, whether academic, streetwise, religious or circular, political or anti-government, flamboyant or moderate or modest, we all aim for recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have certainly formed it or created the human in the best mold. Now, you who work in some of these factories as I have, you know what mold is. They make a mold. The mold allows them to make many copies. One mold, many likenesses. So we are told in the Quran that we were created from one human person, one nafs, one person, one soul. From that model, from that mold, many likenesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me approved of my self-worth. I have a need to have a comfortable self-worth to feel good about myself as a creature of value, a creature of some worth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of me, wanting that when he says to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying each one of us with the revelation that he created us in the best mold or image, created us in the best image, mold or image. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a caliph in the earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayah 62, he make you all a caliphs in the earth. So what is this khalifa? Khalifa is a word that's feminine, grammatically speaking. It's not masculine, it's feminine. So God says, I am making in the earth a khalifa. So the meaning of khalifa is a ruler, but what kind of ruler? The kind of ruler that God wants. A ruler that's fair and just, a ruler that allows every person in the room the freedom that God intended for them. I don't have time to go into it and explain it thoroughly. I'm just rushing. That's a khalifa. But what does this word suggest? The word literally means something that has to do with behind us. It has to do with the rear. So this is, and this is when I turn around. That's behind in the rear. So this word has to do with the rear. So Adam is Khalifa. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 124 to 131, Abraham and Imam. Now, you know, God is also making the Khalifa to be an Imam, isn't he? So he's going to be a leader. So the prophet Abraham is not called the Khalifa. He is identified as an imam for all people. God made him an imam for all people, a leader for all people. But the way the language comes in the scripture, we understand that Adam is identified as a khalifa, not an imam. Now, Adam has a proper name, doesn't he? God says, and I am making in the earth a khalifa. And we understand that to mean Adam, because Adam was what he made. But he did not name this creation khalifa. He named this creation Adam. So Adam then is the man he made. But the real significance of Adam's creation is the khalifa he made. Are you following me? The real significance, the real importance of this Adam he made is the khalifa he made. So khalifa, properties of matter. He created a person, a human person, a man, with the property of khalifa. I'm talking here in terms of psyche, physics, the property of matter. So this is a property there, a property of his creation, a natural property that naturally belongs to his creation that came with him when he was created khalifa. So Adam created with khalifa property. Then he created Adam with this khalifa property, and that was the most important thing when it created Adam. Then he made all of the children of Adam from one pattern. Now, where are the children of Adam made from? The Adam pattern, or from the khalifa pattern. Since the khalifa of Adam was the real reason for Adam's creation, then he made all of the children from the khalifa pattern, from the khalifa entity, the khalifa property in Adam. Well, aren't we the children of Adam? Yes. Adam is our father. He had that property, just like our fathers today. They are human beings, just like we are. But we don't just want to inherit the human identity. We want to inherit a special quality, the spiritual property, the social pattern that our father had. We want to inherit the excellence of our father, the inherent excellence of our father. So we want to inherit that, not just to be human. We want to inherit the best utility that was in our father. Is that not correct? So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 144, wherever you are, turn direction of Kaaba. Orientation in prayers or a direction for pilgrimage. But is it also a central focus for preserving our unity, for keeping us all together? Why? Because when we were looking there, we are looking at a symbol of the interest, excellence, the inherent excellence God created in all of us. All of us have that common excellence. It is a symbol of our common excellence, even the conformed excellence of the sisters. So Mecca sisters can pray anywhere. How do I know that? When we go to make pilgrimage, the sister does not have to wait for the brother to lead her in prayer, and she does not look to see if she is behind the brother when she prays. She doesn't have to stand behind the brother. The sister can stand where she wants, whatever space she finds, just like us. The sister is equal with us during the Hajj ritual. She is equal to us, especially at the Kaaba site. So I'm saying this to, again, get support of my position that the khalifa property is female and male. It's our common excellence. So we are orientated towards it. And God says, if we will all be orientated towards that, wherever we are scattered. Now, don't think that God means just physically scattered. He means that if other interests takes us away from our unity, the interest that can bring us back to the unity, he wants that interest, in the common excellence of all people. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place the Khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayah 52, made you mankind inheritors, Khalifa. The Quran Surah 42, Ayah 38, command order by mutual consultation. So man in the role of authority or power that God planned for him or intended for him is depicted or pictured giving in concept as Khalifa. Khalifa, now God says in the Quran that he made not one but many, made us, whether we qualify it or not. He made us Khalifa. The plural is used Khalifa, not just one Khalifa, many. Yes, so there was nobody called Khalifa in the time of the prophet. After him, the believers got together and they decided to do a psychological thing. They look a big officer. We have lost him. So our rule has to be big, or the people will not pay attention to him. We need a big officer that will at least be so magnified in the eyes of the people that they will give him respect. Because the prophet was magnified so much in our eyes. Just a preacher or an imam or a leader, that won't do it. He has to have a bigger title. So they went and decided a little study and research, and they came up with the justification for calling their leaders the Khalifa. But believe me, the only Khalifa we had, since the passing of our prophet, the only Khalifa we had was Muhammad the prophet. Here, after the passing of the prophet, Khalifa's rulers are betrayed, assassinated, one behind the other. So their life not long lived with the people, except for one. And really his wasn't too very, very long. So this is a sign to me, it is a sign that we should study this office of Khalifa. But don't you know that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, if he had seen any one single one of his companions reminding him or bringing to his mind the idea that this person in his behavior or in his ability, Khalifa, don't you know he would have called some of them Khalifa Omar, Khalifa Abu Bakr? He never called them of them Khalifa. Why? Because Khalifa is not to be worn by any single one person. Khalifa is all of our titles. So Khalifa is all of our titles. And if you get a person who qualifies to lead us in that role, to be that kind of person, we should never call that person himself singularly by himself Khalifa, unless we are doing it as I am doing it now. So we are saying that God created us all to be Khalifa. And here is a person here who indicates to us in his person that he has grown into the dimensions of Khalifa. He has the qualities, the dimension of Khalifa. He was measured up to the dominion of Khalifa. But to then make that a title, no, because when we make it a title, it is just like calling your leader the king or the prince or the high priest. It's the same as doing that. You are going to separate him from the people. So he is the Khalifa. So we worship him. Amir, not Khalifa. It is a mistake that they call their rulers the Khalifa. If they had continued to call their rulers Amir, because that is a title that we have justification for from Quran and from the life of the prophet. Where is the justification from the Quran? God says to us, an order by what has been revealed. Command order, admira. And God says to us, order upon the principle of shura, mutual consultation, meeting of the mind, the meeting, the mature meeting of the best mind, discussing the matters and coming up with a consensus, a judgment. They all support, right? That's what God says to do. I mirror upon that. And the prophet says, no matter how small the task is, if it involves more than one person, choose you an mirror. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will make one who will make bloodshed. So he gave us something of his spirit, okay? And he said, get down from here into the earth, right? And he formed the man from the earth, right? And the Quran says that, and he brought them out of the earth, and to the earth they must return. And it says your creation is like the plant, meaning that you started from nothing but germ-like. A seed in the earth germinates and unfolds into symmetry, right? Yes. So that's what God is telling us. Now then, he created us like a plant. So we were with God in his will, and God saw us. And God showed us the angels. The angels didn't see Adam until God showed Adam to the angels. They didn't say, God, who is that up here with us? Man, no form. So we had no form to be seen by us nor the angels until we was formed in the earth, right? So what was the base or the foundation for our coming into being earth material? First spirit from the earth. Well, where did we get our first spirit? The human spirit from earth. That's why the angels were afraid. Is this thing going to come up out of the materialism? A material side? Materialism said, God, that stuff going to be bloodshed and trouble, etc. So God said, wait until I breathe into him of my spirit. So now what is the conclusion of my discussion that I just made? The conclusion is not underestimate our material basis. Ain't no life without material basis. You may think you don't have material basis, but if you ever wake up with your senses, something is going to tell you, get down from here. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, make Khalifa, ruler, equal intellect. So God was saying that he's creating the human intellect, not a black man, not a white man, not necessarily a man, but the human intellect could be men and women or women and men. He is creating the human intellect. God was saying he's going to create the human intellect. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, make Khalifa, ruler, equals intellect, come from a word or has in its root meaning going back to the origin of the origin. And Qibla, as I just said, means the same thing. Turning toward that was first, that began everything. Scientist, every person is. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30 to 34. Make ruler tell them their name. Curiosity, when the brain turns on, when the intellectual curiosity starts to fill the head, the mind, that when we have production in the world, so we call this now scientific thinking. So we need inventors, scientific thinkers. You must certainly do. And they got us thinking that the scientists are really a breed all to themselves, foreigners, alienated creatures. When And all of us have been created to be scientific or scientists. So you know when God says he created Adam, he's saying he created the scientist. He created the first scientist. Well, where did you get that from? The angels were thinking the man that God was making was going to be a problem for God's system of creation, saying, God, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed and confusion? God said to them, I know what you know not, meaning I am creating an intellect that will be freed, Adam's father of man and science, Jubal, father of such candle, harp, organ, Tubal, Cain, instructor in brass and iron. So actually the first man represents that in all people in terms of what the intellect can do. So the first man represents the establishment of the human being as an intellect. And the proof of that is in the Bible, is that God created Adam. Adam began to produce sons. And his sons became the industrial leaders for the generation to follow. They produced ironworks, everything. They even produced music and instruments to play the music. So this is the Bible Genesis. So if the Bible tells us in Genesis that all of the scientists came from Adam, his generation produced all the scientists. So he, the father of not only mankind, Adam, according to the Genesis, both he is the father of industry and the sciences. Read it for yourself, you curious ones. The sleepers, stay with me. You're going to be woke up soon. So the heart, then the intellect, then production. A productive world. We African Americans have been cut off from the situation needed for man's intellect to be productive. How has that been done? We came out of the slavery, denied the freedom to engage the material world with our hands, feet, and our eyes, minds. We know there are a very few exceptions. Some Africans were not slaves over here. We were told, but they were very few, fortunate. And the situation that they were in limited them too. Although we were limited by plantation slavery. The majority of us, out of that physical bondage, slavery, we were free to do what? Go on our own. Where is there to go? Long ago, my people stopped speaking African language or dialect. I don't know my language. But the language of the master, and none of us are educated. So we have no prior knowledge from our fathers or forefathers. So all we go on is what they give us. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm making a Khalifa in the earth. But at one time, there was only God's creation. Everything you look, God's creation, even the house. You lived in very simple house in the beginning. Tree leaves, yes. Straw, mud, yes. Very simple start. Very simple beginning. But now you live within man's mind. That's what you live in. You live within man's creation. So you live within man's mind all around you. So really, if man doesn't help you to be aware of God and what God wants for you in your life, you won't get it because the whole environment is showing you nothing but man. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, Khalifa, Vice Gentleman. So when you read about God saying to the angels in Quran, Most High, glorified is he, I am about to put a vice generate in the earth. I'm about to put a Khalifa in the earth. That's the beginning of the life of the brain. And it rolled in making history and establishing the order of mankind that God wants. That's what it's all about. So, brothers, as imams, you have to see that Islam is all about establishing the human soul and the human mind, human life and community. You can't live outside of community. You can't live outside of the issue for community life. You can't live outside of the problems for community life. You can't live outside of the direction for man in community life. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will make in the earth a Khalifa. Bukhari, page 2, 18. Everyone is a ruler. Human measurements, how big can the human being become? You can't become a god. God made us human. And not gods. Can't become an angel. We are human, not angels. God says to the angel, according to our holy book, he says, sure, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. Now, we can translate it different ways. A trustee, a ruler, one who was given responsibility of rule, to fix the rule, to fix the order, to fix the authority, but as trustee, not as the authority himself, but as a trusted form by God to keep the trust. So we know that is the history of al-Islam. So we have Khalifas come after the passing away on this earth of Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who was the messenger of God and the first successor after him that the Muslim community looked to as their leader was called Khalifa, the Khalifa Abu Bakr, and four great caliphs. You know, Abu Bakr, Omar, and Uthman, and Ali. They were the four great rulers after Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So I believe persons who have studied very seriously were developed after the leadership of our prophet. I believe that it wasn't necessarily those individuals that made the mistake, but I think the thinkers, scholars made a mistake. And they identify an individual persons as Khalifas. So the Khalifa collective body, not single person. God says he makes on the earth Khalifa. I am of the understanding that God was saying that every human being is a potential Khalifa. And we can have that rule that God entrusted to the Khalifa. Together, not separately. But it has to be together as a collective body. We can be Khalifas, not in a single person. A collective body must be the rule. Shura, consultation, the prophet's way. Muhammad himself refused to accept the rule about he was chosen messenger and servant of God. God had made him an authority in our lives, but he refused to accept to give order and not have others use their own mind and thinking and contribute to the decision or choice in the matter. He invited his companions, his learned people that was in his company to think on the problem, think on the situation and give him their opinion. What do you have to say about this, Khalid ibn Walid? He would say, and he would turn to one, turn to another, asking their opinion, their advice. And God was communicating to him directly, but he still respected the opinion of others. And he didn't want to make a decision by himself unless God had revealed that decision in Quran. He wanted to have others join him in arriving at the conclusion, making the right decision. So this tells me that al-Islam is by democratic consensus. Al-Islam has respect for the intelligence of other people, and that one person can never make all the decisions because that shows that he has no respect for the intelligence of other people. And if we accept one of the hadiths that says the control of God is on the collective body, which means that God is not governing the people through one person, but God wants to govern by and for a collective body, not one individual. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, Allah is placing a Khalifa in the earth. So Khalifa, a responsible group or person. So we are about freedom. We want to free ourselves. We want to free our life so we can have more growth and responsible growth. So we are going to be responsible for ourselves, and that's what Khalifa is. Khalifa is a responsible person and responsible order. The Khalifa is really a personal type or a type for a collective group or an order group that is responsible for the environment of human beings or for society, as we say, for human society. So Khalifa is a responsible, organized body working according to the will of God and following the guidance of God to reach more and more growth for the human society, growth in accordance with the plan and the will of God. So Khalifa receives help from his own nature. So the life of Khalifa is life lived in accordance with the divine plan that God planted and created in him. So he has an inherent plan on his life, or in his life, in the constitution of his life. Something just automatically happens for him when he's blocked from proceeding on with his life in accordance with that plan. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 110, you are the best community. God says he has created us that we should grow, G-R-O-W. And he said he has created us as a plant. That means that he has created us to have a pattern grow. Plants just don't grow. They grow according to their own inherent pattern. And they grow according to the pattern. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has given you a religion, the one that you were originally patterned upon. Then you should understand that this word fitula is also addressing this pattern growth, but not some pattern that is imposed upon our life or brought from outside of our creation and imposed upon our creation. No. It is a pattern that reveals in our creation, and then God gives us assistance for it. Life is growth, and when you don't have the growth that God intends for your life, then you don't have freedom. God says you are the best community to evolve. The word ukurijat literally means brought out, and plants are brought out. God says of the plants that the thing that grows, the thing that are cultivated on the earth, he called that something brought out. The same word, ukurijat, is from the Arabic root word, karajat. That means to come out of something. And God speaks of us, a community brought out. Brought out how? Brought out as growth that follows a pattern in growth. Now, when you see people not productive and not managing much and not having a representative life with other societies, it's because they are not evolved. They are not brought out in the pattern growth. Their growth is not a pattern growth. So Khalifa receives help from his own nature. So the life of Khalifa is the life lived in accordance with the divine plan God planned and created in him. So he has an inherent plan on his life and in his life, in the constitution of his life. Something just automatically happens for him when he's blocked from proceeding on with his life and according with the black plan. So Fatiha, opening of the way for establishing your purpose. The Quran begins with Al-Fatiha. We know the meaning of it. It means the opening. It also means give the message of opening and victory. Although there is another chapter by the title, The Victory. So when someone is at war with the enemy, with another army, and one army gets victory and conquers the place that their army is conquered, the victory of that army over the other army, and that place is referred to as fate. It means the opening, that city. So to open a city to your purpose is a victory. That's your victory, that's conquest. So really, Al-Fatiha brings to mind not only the opening of the Quran, but it brings to mind the opening of the way of establishing your purpose. You open a city up and you establish your life there. You establish yourself there. The opening of the way to establish your purpose is a victory. And open a conquest, and we are going to read it and look at the language of that chapter. So the first verse says, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Unlike the other chapter, it is the first verse of this chapter, whereas the other chapter, Bismillahi Rahman Nirahim, is the opening, and the first verse begins with something else. Let us take for an example the next chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. The first verse, Alif Lam Mim, not Bismillah Rahman Rahim. But for Al-Fatiha, the first verse is Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And they are a total of seven verses, the last being the past, the seventh of the verses. Well, Al-Fatiha has seven verses, double equals 14. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday, because tomorrow our beloved brother Murad Muhammad will come on at 7 p.m. with a special program. So we are yielding our program to him. Be sure to turn in for 7 p.m. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. We ask you, when you make your prayers, pray for the sick and pray for our ancestors. How many of you ask God to bless our ancestors that never was able to have the life that we are having? So once again, thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.